Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin our study together, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time. Heavenly Father, it is always such a joy to be able to open Your Word, knowing that You desire to teach us from it, that You want us to know the principles of Your kingdom, that You want us to know how wonderful You are. And Lord, I pray today as we study again this book of Galatians that You, by Your Holy Spirit, will guide us into all truth and then empower us to live according to the things that we learn so that it might be pleasing to You. We bless You, Lord. We thank You for this study today, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Something, Nothing, Deceived, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 3. After addressing the theology of the church members in Galatia concerning living after the law for salvation versus living by grace, Paul the Apostle has been giving them instructions about how to live with one another. If someone fails, restore them. If someone has a burden, help them, and the like. In chapter 6 and verse 3 of the book of Galatians, Paul gives a reason for this manner of living. He wrote, "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself." Paul begins with, "For if a man thinks himself to be something." Paul knows there is a deep-rooted desire within the Galatian church members to be something. There are people who believe themselves to be just a little bit better than others, and they project it in their behavior. They will not stoop to certain tasks, and they certainly will not go out of their way to help another person. They live on the excuse of inconvenience, and they desire that everyone know their station in life. Paul sets the person with this mindset in their place. He continued, "When he is nothing." There are people who hold prestigious positions and places of notoriety. However, there are also those who believe they reign in important places, but actually don't. Sometimes there is nothing worse than being around a person who thinks themselves higher in rank, but are of no greater value than anyone else around. Paul says he deceives himself. In contrast to restoring one who has fallen and bearing one another's burdens, Paul shares about the person who is deceived. Sometimes people believe themselves to be too good to restore others, and it would be beneath them to serve others by bearing their burdens. However, the kingdom of God does not work in that manner. Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 10 and verse 42 through 44, "You know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all." In other words, the person who believes themselves to be something when they are not is deceived and does not practice the behavior of Jesus, who is the Savior and Lord of all who believe in Him. Are we deceived in believing that we are something that we are actually not? Are we practicing behaviors that make us think that we are better than others? And if the chance were afforded us, would we resist restoring them or helping them bear their burdens? Maybe we should take time after reading this verse to meditate upon what it means to have self-righteous ideas about ourselves that are not true. Next time, we will see how we are to be about our own work. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.